Welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled Sticks, Bricks, and God, and it was written by Arthur Jackson. After praying about what God was calling them to do in the next phase of their lives, Mark and Nina determined that moving to the urban core of the city was what they needed to do. They purchased a vacant house, and renovation was well underway. Then came the storm. Mark wrote in a text message to me, "We had a surprise this morning. The tornado that came through Jefferson City took out our renovation, down to sticks and bricks. God is up to something." Uncontrollable storms are not the only things that surprise us and create confusion in our lives. Not losing sight of God in the midst of misfortune, however, is one of the keys of survival. In the book of Job, the weather catastrophe in Job's life that resulted in his loss of property and the death of his children was but one of the shocking surprises he faced. Prior to that, three messengers had come bearing bad news. On any given day, we can go from feasting to mourning, from celebrating life to processing death, or some other life challenge. Our lives can swiftly be reduced to sticks and bricks, financially, relationally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. But God is mightier than any storm. Surviving life's trials requires faith that's focused on Him. Faith that enables us to say with Job and others, "May the name of the Lord be praised." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Job chapter 1, verses 18 through 22. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they are dead, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it's loud and clear today that you're definitely up to something in our lives. Help us to respond in strong faith, just like Job, that when our faith is tested during times such as these, may we allow the trial of COVID-19 to teach us how weak we are and how much stronger you are. And when these divine disruptions enter into our lives, may we allow them to elevate our devotion and faith in you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.